You'll never guess who I just saw. Innocent little Alyssa. Ever since she was chosen to wed one of the godmen from the Beast Tribe, she hasn't bothered to speak with me. Not even once. To think he would choose her. But you know those men. They like them young and beautiful. I can't think of a single man in our village who isn't half in love with pretty little Allie. Come to think of it, weren't the two of you childhood sweethearts? And she's so shy, too. You should have seen the look on her face when he picked her. She had this wide, doe-eyed expression. She'd obviously heard the rumors like the rest of us. The men of the Beast Tribe are part animal, as strong as they are beautiful. Menacingly tall, with large, bulging muscles, and very well endowed. Every inch of them is huge. When we were but girls, spreading gossip and giggling to ourselves after our lessons, the older girls would tell us stories of the beastmen, tales of long, thick cocks swinging between large, muscle-bound thighs, of unearthly scents that, when inhaled, could turn even the most innocent of maidens into wild animals themselves. Tales that filled half of us with wonder, half with fear, and all of us with a young lust that we didn't yet understand. Are you all right? You keep looking around. You want to know where Allie is now, don't you? Well, follow me. I'll take you to her. But you might not like it when you learn where she is. She's beginning her training, and you can imagine what that means, I'm certain. But perhaps you want to know more. I know I do. I was around that first night, walking by the pleasure gardens, and I heard their consummation. From the sounds she made, she was quite enjoying herself. I wanted to find somewhere to watch them in secret, but I was expected in the great hall and didn't want to get caught. That's why I was headed to the gardens tonight. I know where there's a perfect view from there. Don't give me that look. You know you want to watch, too. I can see it in your eyes, even though it would destroy you, seeing your childhood love in the arms of a real man. Still, you wouldn't pass up the opportunity to see her in the throes of passion, her bare skin in the moonlight. Even if it is a godly cock from one of the beastmen that pleasures her, and not your little woodmouse. Come, come on, we're almost there, and keep quiet. If you stay low and peer through these bushes, right here, you'll see them. But there's only room for one, so I'll look first and tell you what I see. Oh, gods, the tales were all true. Look at his muscles. He's like a mountain. And his cock. Oh, look at his cock. I don't think I could have imagined a cock so magnificent. And there's a thick metal ring around the base of it. If you wore that, there'd be barely anything left of you to pleasure a woman with. But on him, oh, it only accentuates how massive he is. Fine. Here, you can have your turn to look. I told you, he's so big that you can't help to stare at him instead of her, even though she wears nothing. Look at the woman you love. I can see why you boys are so infatuated with her. So pretty and innocent. Long, blonde, flowing hair. Flushed cheeks. Large, beautiful breasts with wide hips and a curvaceous ass. Next to him, she looks like a fairy of the woods, doesn't she? Okay, come on, move, it's my turn again. Oh, she's brushing her hands down his waist. She's tracing his muscles lower and lower, down to his shaft, taking his massive cock in one hand and stroking it, and the other is underneath him, feeling how full he is. Did you know that they say the beast men carry many times the seed of a normal man? Oh, look, he's already taught her well. She's kissing the tip of his cock, taking him in her mouth, sucking him. Oh, he's stroking her hair, and he's so much taller than her. Now he's picking her up by the waist. Oh, he's holding her in the air, and what's he doing? I've never heard of this custom. He's holding her upside down, and she's wrapping her legs around his head, and her own head is down at his crotch. Oh, I never could have imagined such a sight like this. No! I brought you here. I'll tell you when it's your turn. Oh, look at him. He picks her up like she weighs nothing, and he's running his tongue around her womanhood as she takes his length in her mouth. She's taking him further, sucking him, sucking his big, thick cock. Her lips have reached the ring around the base of him, and her tongue circles his shaft. Oh, his manhood is so thick, and the heavy weight that hangs between his cock looks so full and powerful. No, not yet. You can look when I tell you. Hey, are you stroking yourself? Well, stop! Actually, wait. Don't stop. I'll lie down here on my stomach with my skirt up while I watch them, and you may do as you please, but just try not to spill your seed too quickly. Yes. Yes, I'll keep telling you what they're doing. They're still making love to each other with their mouths, but he's getting close. Her eyes are wide, not with shock, but with lust. She wants to see everything. Oh, God. Oh, I want to see everything, too. Oh, she's coming. Her legs are shaking, and oh, he's coming too. God, there, I can see it pouring from her mouth. Oh, there's too much for her. Far too much. Oh, but she continues to suck him, drinking him down. Oh, he's pulled her off of him. Yes, yes, keep going. Oh, he's still coming. His massive cock twitching and covering her in his cum. Now he's laid her down on her stomach while he holds her legs up in the air. Oh, he has her legs spread and I can see everything. I can see everything you've wanted to see of your sweetheart your whole life. He's gliding and still coming cock inside her and fucking her like an animal. I can see the gleam of his cock ring shining as he pounds it against her tiny womanhood. Oh, he's bent over and they're fucking like beasts. She's crying out for him, Can you hear her? Oh, and her hands are reaching for her womanhood. No, wait. Oh, they're going for his manhood. Oh, she pleasures him while he pleasures her. Oh, wait. Shit, he just saw me and... Oh, he winked at me. He knows I've been watching them. Oh, he's put his hands on her breasts. Oh, God, how thick that cock must be. Oh, I need it. I need a thick beast cock like that in my womanhood filling me. Oh, they're coming together. Oh, his seed is pouring out of her thick and white. No, don't come in me. Don't. Oh, damn it. No, I'm not finished yet. Enough. Fine, just be done. Now get off and go clean up after yourself. Oh, so pathetic. No, I'm not going back with you. I'm gonna join them below. I'm sure that beast man has enough to handle another. And you, with your wilted twig and tiny berries, can just stay up here and watch if you like. I bet it'll be an education that you shall not soon forget.